This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Deranged liberals are now verbally attacking Trump administration officials in public, screaming at them, shouting at them at restaurants, kicking them out of the restaurants, kicking them out of movie theaters, shouting at them at gas stations and malls and public places. This is the new deranged left, which I got to say, and I apologize for the profanity, you can only describe them all as batshit crazy. The left in America has become so deranged, so mentally ill. They are now, they borrowed a page out of the book of the KKK. You know, when black people couldn't eat at white restaurants and black people couldn't ride the bus, so they had to sit at the back of the bus. This is what the left is now deploying against Trump supporters. They're saying Trump supporters have no right to exist in society. They're saying Trump supporters can't eat at this restaurant. Literally, this just happened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Virginia. The left is saying that Trump supporters cannot participate in online debate. They're all being banned on Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter. The left is saying, essentially, that Trump supporters are the new N-words. I mean, imagine the N-word. I'm not going to say it, obviously, but imagine the N-word. That's what the racist Democrats used to say about black people. The KKK was a creation of Democrats, by the way. The man who freed the slaves, Abraham Lincoln, was a Republican. The Democrats ran segregation. The Democrats opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which was passed by Republicans, by the way. The Democrats have always been the racists and the bigots. They've always been the violent militants. The Democrats have always been the domestic terrorists. They used to terrorize black people in America. They used to wear the white pointy hats and run the KKK. Now, they're turning those same weapons against pro-America Trump supporters. Same exact tactics. You can't eat in this restaurant. You can't ride this bus. This is not for you. You don't have any standing in society. This is what the left has now become. And just to make matters worse, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, herself an African-American who should know better because of the history of this kind of oppression, she's out there calling for more violence, more shouting down, or threats of violence, I should say, and more shouting down of Trump supporters in public places. She is inciting it. She's inciting, essentially, what are going to become riots and shootings. Maxine Waters should be arrested. Maxine Waters is inciting violence across America, deliberately. And in the name of bigotry, Maxine Waters, she's batshit crazy, just like the liberals who are carrying all of this out. Now, we've reached a point of, I think, a tipping point, a point of no return, you might say, in this country. It's now clear that leftists cannot participate in a civil society. Leftists cannot participate in democracy. Leftists cannot participate in debate. They have to ban the side that they disagree with because they can't win any debate based on reason, logic, or facts. Leftists do not recognize the outcome of any election that they don't win. Leftists do not believe in civil society or polite rules or even the rule of law. Look at their sanctuary cities. Look at how they protect illegal criminals deliberately. Leftists, in my opinion, have forfeit their right to participate in elections in America. They have forfeit their right to even be members of a civil society. They don't even qualify to be Americans. And what they're trying to do right now is two things. They're trying to cause a civil war through escalation of these verbal assaults in public that will eventually, sooner or later, lead to a self-defense shooting. It's only a matter of time before a concealed carry patriot or Trump supporter, pro-America person, is going to be verbally assaulted and even physically assaulted by these deranged left-wing batshit crazy groups. And that person is going to deploy a pistol, most likely, in self-defense. And they're going to shoot dead one or more of these deranged left-wing lunatics. And you can't blame them, by the way. You get attacked by a crazy, deranged mob, you shoot back to protect yourself if you feel threatened. If you feel like your life is threatened, you have a right to do that. It's going to happen. The left is trying to make that happen. Why? So that they can then scream and say, oh my God, the Nazis are shooting at us. You see? And then they'll have marches nationwide in, 25 cities or more. Marches to say they're the ones being shot at. They're the ones being shot and killed. You see, this is their plan, to have an escalation. They want to provoke a self-defense shooting. They are screaming and shouting and throwing things at people. They're smashing people over the heads with bike locks and tire irons and other dangerous objects. They're throwing rocks at people, throwing fruit, tomatoes and things at people, at Trump supporters. They are begging for a self-defense shooting. They're begging for it. They want a shooting to start because they want a civil war to begin. Why? And why is Maxine Waters pushing for this civil war? Because they want to call for the UN to come in and have UN occupation of America under the orders of Obama. I know, 2 years ago when I said that, you might have thought, that sounds crazy. Now you see the plan unfolding by the day, don't you? You see it. The goal is UN occupation of America. And you can't get there unless a lot of people are dying and being shot. So you gotta, if you're the left-wing media, they enrage the left, the libtards, who are, again, just deranged lunatics. They're senseless. They're almost like mindless zombies at this point. They make them angry with fake news photos like the migrant girl that's screaming. Totally fake. The whole thing was staged. The children in the cages, they were put there by their parents for a photo op in a building in Texas, by the way. The whole thing was staged. The photos are fake news. The narrative is fake. It's a hoax. It's a massive media hoax. The migrants that are actually in shelters are in far better conditions under Trump than they were under Obama, which the media ignored back in 2014. Anyway, it's a massive media hoax, but it's being used to program the radical left-wing zombies to lose their minds and become angry and start attacking Trump supporters in public places. And the whole purpose is to cause an escalation so that a shooting happens, a self-defense shooting most likely, and then the left goes insane and has nationwide vigils and marches for peace. Really? You people aren't peaceful. You are traitors. You are violent domestic terrorists is what you are. And in my opinion, it's time for Trump to start arresting people like Maxine Waters and start arresting complicit journo terrorists. These are domestic terrorists who are pretending to be journalists, who are trying to incite riots and violence in America with their fake news hoaxes. People like Rachel Maddow, who is inciting domestic terrorism in America. She's doing it deliberately. There are many others like her at CNN, so-called late night comedy even. I mean, it's insane. These people want America to be overrun. And I haven't even mentioned yet the open borders. They want America to be invaded by foreign nationals, an invading, occupying enemy force with the aim of taking over America, of occupying and overthrowing America. This is treason against America. And these journo terrorists inside the so-called media are actively doing two things. They're trying to get America invaded, and they're trying to incite massive violent riots leading to UN occupation of America. These are acts of war against America. These are acts of treason. And it's time that we deployed the military at the border. It's time that we stopped people crossing that border illegally. And it's time that we arrested those who are trying to incite a civil war in America. That's Maxine Waters and, again, journo terrorists in the media who are directly inciting this on purpose because they don't respect democracy. They don't respect the presidency unless they control it. They don't respect Congress unless they control it. They don't respect the Supreme Court unless they control it, you see. These people are deranged, but worse than that, they're dangerous to our country. Liberals are anti-America. Liberals have declared war on America, and they are dangerous. And if we, the people, don't stand up and start fighting back and start asserting the right to protect our borders and asserting the right of self-defense, and asserting the right to eat at a restaurant in a public place, then we are going to find ourselves overrun by a deranged communist regime that says that we the people have no standing whatsoever in society unless we bow down to their lunatic agendas of transgenderism and so-called equality, which is really just gunpoint confiscation of all your land and your wealth and your savings and redistributing it to the liberal mob of lunatics who refuse to work, refuse to learn anything. They live at home in their parents' basements, and then they want to come confiscate your wealth, and they want to overthrow the country, and they want to see the borders have an invasion of illegals who never earned the right to be in America. The left is now allied with MS-13 gang members. The left is allied with illegal aliens, rapists, murderers. They protect them in sanctuary cities, and they are openly calling for attacks and assaults on Trump supporters in public places. This is what it has come to. I warned you about this over 2 years ago. That's why I launched the website, civilwar.news. You need to check it out. The Civil War is about to kick into high gear because that's what the left wants. And they don't know. They have no idea how quickly they will be defeated in a civil war because, frankly, they're all pathetic wimps. They don't know what it's like to fight. They don't know how to use firearms. They don't have any idea what they're calling for, what they're begging for. And they're going to be shocked if they actually get what they're asking for, because if this breaks down into a shooting war in America, conservatives versus liberals, the liberals won't last long at all. And they have no idea what they're about to set into motion. They should be warned. But they're delusional. They're zombies. They're deranged lunatics. And like I said before, I think they have forfeit their right to participate in a free society altogether, because they do not abide by any laws, rules, procedures, nothing, unless it benefits them. They don't respect borders. They don't respect any kind of rules of democracy, of elections. They don't respect politeness in public places, nothing. They are deranged. If you know a liberal, you should know that inside their dark heart is an authoritarian tyrant, and all they want to do is destroy everyone who disagrees with them. And they don't believe in the right to free speech. They don't believe in the right of religion. They don't believe in anything other than their own totalitarian narrative and their own tyranny, their own violence, their own desire to destroy all those who oppose them. The left is dangerous. If we want to save America, we have to stop liberals. We have to stop Democrats. We have to stop the tech giants' censorship, and we have to stop this nosedive into delusion that the left is now actively pursuing. Because where this goes, the left doesn't want to go there, trust me. They're just too stupid to know it. So read my website, civilwar.news. I've also got, of course, newstarget.com and trump.news. And be sure to check out the upcoming YouTube alternative called real.video, launching in July. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out
healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.